Republicans in the House of Representatives gathered just enough conservative votes to narrowly pass the $867 billion farm bill.
While it might not be obvious from its name, the farm bill is controversial this time around because of its impact on the SNAP program, not on agriculture.
SNAP is short for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as food stamps. The House passed a version that includes some controversial work requirements for those who receive SNAP benefits, a move Democrats say could increase food insecurity for millions of Americans.
And it's raising some concerns for those who work to fight hunger across the country, as well as here in Arizona. Jason Matthews is Community Impact Director for Valley of the Sun United Way. He joined me in studio earlier this morning to talk more about the effect this bill could have here in our state.
Yeah, so the farm bill and those provisions that were passed by the House has a big impact on people in Arizona, just because the SNAP program impacts a lot of people within Arizona. We're looking at about like 850,000 Arizonans that are currently on SNAP or going in and off of SNAP at one time throughout the course of a year.
Wow.
And half of those numbers are children. So it's a lot of people. It impacts a lot of individuals within Arizona. And so anytime there's any kind of talk about changes of this program, it immediately has an impact with people right here in our state.
So let's talk about some of the changes this bill would include in the House version, at least. I understand it includes some sort of controversial requirements for states and for those who would receive these benefits.
Absolutely. So the biggest change that we see is looking at work requirements for individuals. One, it raises the age of those individuals. Beforehand, it was individuals that were 18 to 49 years old, and it raises it up to 59 years old, which doesn't seem like much, but it does count. And obviously, now you're broadening the amount of people that's impacting. It also, beforehand, it did not impact those that were caring for dependents. And now it includes parents of children that are age six and above. So you're looking at older individuals, and you're also now working with individuals that have children. And with that, you're now just talking about a lot more individuals that's impacting right here in Arizona. But then there's also some penalties that also go along with this. So beforehand, you still had to verify that you were working about 20 hours a week or looking for work. Beforehand, those benefits, SNAP benefits, were only limited to about 3 months, and that's if you were not work compliant. So you could still get some kind of benefits for about a quarter. That has now shifted over to 1 month. And again, that's a dramatic reduction. The other thing that changed is the penalty for not working.
Okay. So I mean, the argument could be made, though, and I'm sure is being made on the other side of this by Republicans in the House, that, you know, if you're going to receive these benefits, you need to be looking for a job. These should be taken seriously. Is this a problem? Are people who are benefiting from this now not working?
That's not necessarily the case. I mean, there's a lot of myths that are out there regarding SNAP. This idea that you have 850,000 individuals that are not working at all is a bit of a myth. That's just not the case. These are individuals like servers and bartenders that are at a restaurant that is going really, really great until the summer months hit and that restaurant decides to close down. All of a sudden, those individuals are now temporarily out of work. I always remind people when talking about SNAP, the key word is supplemental, and that's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Right.
This is just something that helps people in those gaps, in those seasonal variations of work. For us, here talking about it in the summertime, this is our, you know, slow season.
Yeah.
So this idea that these individuals are just not looking for work, that's not the case. And quite frankly, just look at the unemployment numbers. Unemployment's actually really low, not only in the country, but also in the state of Arizona. And that's the beauty about SNAP, is that it's actually reflexive to the actual market-driven forces of our state.
Right. So, it responds to whether or not unemployment is low or high. Okay.
Exactly. And that's actually like a beauty of the actual program. You're going to see people that are going to go on SNAP for like 1 month, 2 months at a time, and then they're off of it. One, you know, actually an unfortunate stat that we know of, and just because my partner is a teacher, you actually have a lot of like teachers that will go and seek these kind of benefits during the summer months.
Yeah. There's also a Senate version of this mm-hmm. bill. Is that one that would not change these things so much that you're advocating for?
Absolutely. So the Senate bill really doesn't have any changes that we're talking about. You're looking at maintaining that current law mm-hmm. when it comes to not changing those work requirements, not changing the age, not changing those penalties. And in fact, what we do see, and we're really, really happy about, is that it maintains the bipartisanship that has always been with the SNAP bill over time. You also see that there is more incentives for pilot programs and expanding pilot programs. Even looking at something like employment and training programs that were started with the 2014 Farm Bill, they're looking to expand those pilot states just to make sure that SNAP employment and training programs actually do work. And what the Senate bill does as well is that, you know, my opinion on this is that it's fair, it's reasonable, it's responsive to those individuals that are actually working within the system and they're working every day and just need a little bit of a help in those gaps when, you know, maybe those hours aren't there or maybe there's a change in their job that's outside of their control.
All right. Jason Matthews is the Community Impact Director at Valley of the Sun United Way. Jason, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.